How old are you?
I'm 56.
56.
65.
Mabizela Street, a cul-de-sac in Orlando East Soweto, less than 1 kilometer from Orlando High School, where Hector Peterson was shot dead by police in 1976, is alive with shrieking children locked in an intense street soccer match. But Cecile Nglovu is confining her 3 grandchildren to her tiny backyard. She's worried about her family and is trying her best to keep them safe during the COVID-19 crisis.
So I noticed that you're quite particular that people keep their distance.
Yes.
Tell me what you know about Corona. Does it worry you?
It does, because people doesn't take it seriously. Some people doesn't take it seriously. Mm. And they can help others. Mm.
So how are you taking it seriously? What steps have you put in place to make sure that you don't...
Keeping a distance.
Yeah.
Sanitizing my house. I do.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I sanitize the doors, mm-hmm, and the tables, like the what do they call it? The
surfaces, counters. Yeah.
The surfaces.
No. So why do you take such measures? Is it to protect your grandchildren? Is it to protect yourself?
To protect the family. Mm. The whole family as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people are staying here now?
While Cecile is concerned about keeping her family safe, she says she has also taken great pleasure in having more time to spend with her grandchildren and has no problem keeping them happy or entertained.
Have you found it difficult to keep the children occupied? You said you were caring for your grandchildren.
No, we don't find that difficult, because they are playing soccer in the yard. They watch TV, they read, mm-hmm, and they listen to stories that I tell them.
Really?
Yes.
What stories do you tell them?
The old stories, my school days stories, you know, how I grew up, the stories that my mom told me,
yeah,
the stories that my father told me,
yeah,
and they know it all.
Retired 77-year-old Sipho Mnguni, on the other hand, is not as concerned about the virus and is positive that if the country follows the president's instructions, they will be okay. But having lost his wife Emily to breast cancer just last year, he says that the lockdown has made him miss her now more than ever before.
Like this, where he's sort of forced to stay at home, does he miss his wife, especially now?
Uyabuza ukuthi kulesikhathi esifana kulesimo sikumo samanje njengoba basitshela ukuthi masihlale endlini singazuli, uyamkhumbula unkosikazi wakho njengoba?
Ya, ngiyamkhumbula kakhulu.
Bekuwumuntu njani?
Hayi, bekuwumuntu right ngempela, be-right ngempela. Ya, besihlalisana kahle kakhulu, umuntu okhuthele, umuntu ongiphekela kamnandi, ongenzela zonke izinto kahle. Hayi, no, besihlalisana kakhulu kahle.
So,
noma yena benayo umntwana-ke, umntwana umfana, unayo umntwana umfana-ke, kodwa mabe uhlala khona kenabubo-ke, ubunkosikazi. Ya, hayi, usikhalisana kahle, usiphilisana kahle naye unkosikazi kakhulu kakhulu.
He misses her a lot. She was a very, she was a very energetic person.
Yeah.
And they got along very well. He misses her cooking.
Yeah.
But they got along very well, and in times like these, he does miss her.
A truly religious woman, 72-year-old Jonah Nkosi, is concerned about her community's faith in this time when they are prohibited from gathering to pray. Her and her son Zachariah describe how the inability to pray together has affected them during the Easter period.
I'm a younger brother, Kim Rung, so we're not a church, we're much out there. So since everything is got in it, then I'm going to go to the other side. I have a thousand, I can't remember, I'm busy, I keep busy.
Mm. So his younger brother is a pastor and he runs a church from the house, but now because of this coronavirus, people are not coming to church, so it's affected that. And Gogo also can't go to church, so she can't even leave to go to church or go anywhere. So there's been a distinct
sometimes when I need you please. Break TV from the wall, woman. Yeah, young, you can't go there.
So she can't go anywhere to kind of like.
Good Friday,
we worried with it because we want to pray.
So let me say everything and make
because it everything you believe in from God.
So what are you going to do on Good Friday?
Good Friday.
Stay at home, boss. Good Fridays, we go to churches, then you see, that's where we get our entertainment from.
We
pray for such things. So I wanted to say, pray the Lord every day.
So,
So faith is still a big part of sort of like the family, and what he's explaining is that like usually prayer works well when you're in large numbers, but because of the coronavirus, people are being separated. You know, like we know that belief that like the numbers kind of like make the prayer stronger. So now there's been that separation that's happened because of the coronavirus. But what he's saying is that it's important not to lose faith and continue to pray in our individual spaces in the hope that we can beat this.